Morning, this is Marco with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Friday, August 21st. And the news this morning, overnight EWA prices were December corn up 0.75 cents, 3.40. September wheat up 0.25 cents at 5.19 3/4. And November beans up 1.5 cents at 9.75 3/4. The wheat did get up to 5.24 1/4 during the night, but backed up since then. The USDA has some announcements here, 400,000 metric tons of beans to China, 368,000 metric tons of beans, unknown, that's most likely China, and 405,000 metric tons of corn to China. So that's all positive out here, but we've got the dollar strong, it's up 47, crude's down 88, so I don't know if that'll be helpful for grains here today. The crop tour showed Iowa corn yields down 5 bushels an acre from last year because of the winds. Just about everybody else is higher. Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, all looking strong. Nebraska was a little bit light, but not bad. But, and you know, the pod counts on the beans were all generally pretty high. The question is, are we going to fill out this grain in August with no rain and no fairly warm temperatures out here? Chicago is going to be in the low 90s the next several days. We don't see any rain on tap really for the next week or so. That to me tells me that we've got some issues out here. I don't see any rain out here really through a week from Sunday. So that's getting us toward the Labor Day weekend. How are we going to fill these grains? You know, how are we going to fill the pods? How are we going to fill out the kernels? So, you know, crop looks pretty good from the stand, but we've got to finish it off with some rains out. Now, we can certainly get rains in September. I think it was 1983. We got late rains in September, and that's kind of saved the crop from a real disaster. But I think we're doing more damage out here than people would want to think. You know, ears are there. Stalks look good. It's green. Everything looks really good. But you just got to have the rain to fill out these pods. So, as we've always said, you make beans in August. As far as I can tell, we haven't had very much rain at all anywhere to get that done. So, you know, could we open lower off the poor farmer and the dollar? We could. But I would think the pros would want to be in there and buy it. Ocean freight rates are going up. Everything points to me about better demand around the world. So, you know, I still remain in the bullish camp out here. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.